This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this headline came out this weekend, and I was at a baby shower yesterday. Congratulations, Desi and Ryan, having a baby. And I was at their baby shower, which was amazing. Good job, Marcy. It was fantastic. And Steven. And Steven's my big bro. And the topic of eyelash lice came up. And I don't know, I bring out every conversation. People just bring out anything that I guess isn't very hospitable to eating. It's a great, great buffet of food, but we brought up lice. And eyelash lice is starting to kind of freak people out because there's a lot of people out there that use fake eyelashes. I haven't worn a lot of fake eyelashes. I remember once one of my makeup artists put them on. I loved it. I love the extra eyelashes. And I was really naive. Okay, so I had an older sister. I have an older sister. But I had very, very strict parents. So we really weren't allowed to wear makeup. And we didn't really know much about makeup. And so when my sister moved out, and I started to become like a middle schooler and then all that. And so I kind of had to kind of figure out makeup by myself. And I would watch these women in the 80s have real big, thick, beautiful lashes. And I'd look at these commercials going, okay, well, I guess it's the mascara. And so I would try to sneak some mascara because my mom wouldn't let me wear makeup. And I would run to school, and I would put the mascara on, and I would, like, be like, well, wait a second. Okay, it's not looking like the commercials. So I guess, you know, when you put the mascara in, and then you take it out, and then you kind of wipe it off so it doesn't clump, I'm like, I need it clumpy because I need to look like I have lashes. So I would just clump that sucker on. And then I'd have to wash it off before I got home so my mom wouldn't see that I wore makeup. And I was like, you know what, Zach, that I just won't look like any of the supermodels, all right? It's just not going to happen. That was the one thing that prevented me. Exactly. That was just the one thing that prevented me from looking like a supermodel. If not, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So I didn't really realize that it was false lashes until my friend, you know, I guess, you know, went out with us and she didn't have them on. I'm like, what's wrong with your eyes? Are your eyelashes falling out? Oh, my gosh, you know, are you, like, pulling them out? You know, what's going on? She's like, no, I just always wear my lashes. And I'm like, oh, I got to get me some of those. And so for one of my TV hits, they put it on. And it wasn't the one where you put the whole thing on. They were where you just add, it's like extensions, right? They're like extensions. So they added extensions onto my eyelashes. And I'm like, oh, these are sexy. And then I'm like, oh, wait a second, this could be expensive. So how long can they last? Well, eyelash extensions can last, false lashes can last anywhere from a day to a week. So me, you know, I'm pretty frugal. I'm like, I want to make these suckers last. Also, I didn't have the time. It took about 20, 30 minutes to get my lashes on. You know, and I'm like, gosh, I don't really have time to do this again, so let's make this last. If I have to do any, you know, headshots, do it now while I have the lashes. And so I think they look great. The problem is once you wear them, you're in trouble. And I bring this up because this headline talking about lash lice, it's not really lice. It's Demodex folliculorum. Hold on a second. Let me get that right. It's, yeah, folliculorum. Demodex folliculorum. They're actually mites. Now, we have mites on our skin all the time. We do. They're little brown suckers, I guess. And for the most part, they don't bother us. Maybe you get an itch. Maybe you don't. But what ends up happening, what we think is going on with these false lashes, is you don't want to clean them. If you're trying to make them last, you don't want to do the, I mean, when I take off my makeup And we're, mind you, I'm like Phyllis Dillering it every day. I use my makeup wipe, and I like scrub my eyes. And so, you can't recognize me without my eye makeup. I wear a lot of eye makeup. And so it's about a 15-minute cleaning to clean all that stuff off my face, clean off my eyes, go to bed. Somebody who is trying to save their lashes aren't going to do that. So they're going to just kind of baby around the eye and then just leave it. And so now these mites are like, okay, wait a second. This is kind of, they like sebum. Sebum is your kind of oily secreted substance in your skin. So the mites are liking the taste of that. They're oily. And it's a nice, it's like a hammock for them, those little lashes. So the mites don't have to go anywhere. So, so people are thinking, oh my gosh, is it that the spa or the eyelash place is spreading it? Possibly. If the instruments are clean. But basically, these lice or these quote unquote lice infestations, which is really a mite, is Demodex folliculorum, which is basically a parasite on your body that's taking advantage of a lash that's there. Now, some of you may say, oh, I clean my lashes. Some of you take them off, clean them, put them back on. That's great. That's great. But some of these mites may decide to have a party anyway. So, if you are a little run down, if you have diabetes, HIV, immunosuppression, you might see these more often. But even if you're immunocompetent and have a very, very healthy immune system, you could, get these infestations. So what is it like? From what I understand, it's itchy. Your eye gets itchy. It gets red. Sometimes you'll get some swelling. And a lot of people say, oh, okay, well, I am reacting to the eyelash glue. You could be. We're putting a whole bunch of crap on our eyes. We really are. I am amazed at the amount of stuff we put on. And I'm surprised that we don't react more than we do. But maybe it's not a glue allergy. So how do we treat these mites? A lot of times we just have to kind of wash them off. We got to take off the lashes, got to wash them off. Some doctors might use a tea tree oil preparation or an alcohol-based preparation. Nothing I'm going to recommend to you guys because I don't want you sticking anything in your eyes. But a lot of times you just got to clean it off. And sometimes we even need to use an antibiotic. And I can't tell you how many times I see women with inflamed lids. And I'm like, it's got to be the lashes or the glue. We tell them to stop putting lashes on, they heal, but, it might be a mite issue. So this blepharitis, which is what we call, it's inflammation of the eyelid. It's called blepharitis. I guess blep is a lid. Itis is inflammation. These are things that are pretty common. And what it means is you got to clean your eyes and you can't try to, squeeze out the next 24 hours of that lash. Or just do what I do. Put a crap load of eyeshadow on so it looks like you got the lashes on. Or a crap load of mascara and clump it up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. What's your favorite burger? Oh, I don't eat burger. That's crazy. That I would have never met a person who didn't eat a burger 20, 30 years ago. Now there are so many people that go, I just don't eat a burger. And you know what? They're skinny and healthy. I really should become one of those people. I don't eat burgers a lot. I probably eat maybe 2 to 3 burgers a month now. Oh, I love burgers. Gosh. I think the burger's one of the most brilliant marketing schemes in terms of food. You have your whole meal fit in your hands, and you can eat it while you drive. You can eat. You don't need a fork. You don't need a knife. It has the meat. It has the cheese. I know it's not kosher, but, you know, if I kept kosher. It's got the bread. It's got the lettuce. It's got the tomato, it's got the bread, if it's a healthy bun, if it's a healthy cheese, if it's a healthy vegetable, healthy meat, kind of got all your 4 food groups. It's kind of yummy. I just love the burger. but I don't eat a lot of it, you know, because fast food really hurts. It's, you know, not good for the heart, not good for the tushy. But if I had to pick a favorite burger, I don't think I can. It used to be Bob's Big Boy. I love Bob's Big Boy. That taste was awesome. They're tiny. But remember, Bob's Big Boy, those used to be big burgers. Then, now, compared to a quarter pounder at McDonald's or an In-N-Out or a Whopper, Whoppers are bigger burgers. But I got to tell you, man, Bob's Big Boy used to be my favorite. In-N-Out is probably the closest thing to a Bob's Big Boy. I don't have a White Castle in my neighborhood, but I'm hearing I would love White Castle. I don't have one in my neighborhood. The only White Castle I've had is the frozen ones from Sam's Club or Costco. And they're yummy. But so I have to go to White Castle. So In-N-Out probably is the closest thing to Bob's Big Boy. So I would probably say they're my favorite. And then McDonald's comes next. Well, In-N-Out is getting sued. It is getting sued for $1.2 million. Why? Because they're being blamed for causing a four-day wildfire that destroyed 245 acres of land in California. Cal Fire is suing In-N-Out for starting a wildfire in 2017. They said the lawsuit says the blaze started after dry grass was ignited by a hot clutch on a mower. And suing Hosanna Fire burned 245 acres, took 4 days to put out. Now, In-N-Out doesn't have a restaurant in Hosanna. But I guess it owned that land. So, In-N-Out's being sued for $1.2 million for starting a wildfire in 2017 by the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The lawsuit says the fire was started when grass cuttings on the deck of a tractor mower were ignited by a hot clutch, and then it blew on nearby dry grass piles. In the suit that was filed in September this year, according to the San Luis Obispo Tribune, says the fire started on land at the Hosanna Road in Arroyo Grande. The land is owned and managed by In-N-Out, but it's not clear for what. And it's not even close to the chain's area restaurant in the area. So Cal Fire accuses the tractor driver of allowing the fire to spread to surrounding vegetation brush and accuses the restaurant chain of improperly maintaining the tractor, causing the clutch to overheat. The filing shows that the Cal Fire sent requests for payment to In-N-Out in March and August this year, but received no response. If you start a fire, you need to pay. So a case management conference is scheduled for January 23rd. Now, what's going on here? They say In-N-Out is not the only company dealing with lawsuits. Utility company PG&E is reportedly nearing a $1.7 billion settlement with the California Public Utilities Commission. And the firm has already declared bankruptcy after agreeing to pay out $11 billion in insurance claims. That's why we're having all these rolling blackouts. But, wow, you guys got to be careful out there, man. A clutch sparked a fire. The problem is, I mean, we are just surrounded by dry brush. You know what? Okay, a lot of you guys back east, now with the rain and the snow, maybe not. I saw the Patriots game. That was rough. That was really wet. But where I live, it is dry. And yeah, we might get a little bit of rain, but it is dry. And so, you know, things will happen. Sparks happen. You know, I make sparks all the time. I am very sparky. You know, with my verbiage and just, I don't know, I might rub my foot along the asphalt. I don't know what I do. You know where I really cause a lot of sparks is when I am making the bed and the cat's on the bed. And so I'm moving the blanket or the sheet and there are like sparks all over the place. There's all that static. And I just am so fearful that I'm going to be somewhere in a brush and, I don't know, do me. And it happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Chick-fil-A is back in the news. Well, this kind of came out last week, where the Atlanta-based Chick-fil-A has stopped donating to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Why? Because these are two organizations that have come under fire from LGBTQ activists. The company told the Thomson Reuters Foundation it has stopped donating to the organizations on Monday. We made multi-year commitments to both organizations, and we fulfilled those obligations in 2018, according to Chick-fil-A. both organizations that they decided, Chick-fil-A decided to not donate to, have opposed same-sex marriage. Chick-fil-A president and COO Tim Tassalopoulos also told the source that the Paul Anthony Youth Home in Vidalia, Georgia, will no longer be funded by the company. He said, there's no question we know that. As we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. There are a lot of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we need to be clear about our message. So basically, there's some PR issues. And apparently, who you donate money to can be a huge PR nightmare. Anderson, a Georgia native, said the home started the home, this, I guess, home they were going to donate to, after he won Olympic weightlifting gold in 1956. In a statement released Monday, they said Chick-fil-A said it would give $9 million in a more focus-giving approach to junior achievement, Covenant House International, and $25,000 to a local food bank at each new Chick-fil-A opening. The company will also continue to provide scholarships to its employees. So, everybody thinks Chick-fil-A is Seventh-day Adventist. I think it's Baptist. I'm not sure. I don't know. In 2012, they said then Chick-fil-A president Dan Caffey told a Baptist website that the Atlanta-based restaurant chain is, quote, guilty as charged in support of traditional marriage. Caffey is now CEO of the company. It has become the third largest fast food chain in the nation, and I guess a lot of people like the food. It opened in United Kingdom amid protests against the company's opposition to same-sex marriage. That'll close. Maybe I don't really know what religion it's associated with. Maybe not Baptist. I don't know. I can't confirm that. I'm sorry. But according to the Salvation Army's website, Salvation Army does not discriminate or refuse to provide services to gay and lesbian people seeking assistance. But it has joined in solidarity with other organizations that support the definition of traditional marriage. We're saddened to learn, they said, that a corporate partner has felt it necessary to divert funding to other hunger, education, and homeless organizations, areas in which the Salvation Army, as the largest social services provider in the world, is already fully committed. They serve more than 23 million individuals a year, including the LGBTQ plus community. In fact, we believe we are the largest provider of poverty relief to the LGBTQ population. So, the Salvation Army urged the public to seek the truth before rushing to ill-informed judgment and greatly appreciate those partners and donors who ensure that anyone or needs our help feels safe and comfortable to come through our doors. Okay, so this opens up a whole slew of discussion. Okay, so you might have charity, and that charity might do good. But if you have certain beliefs, which you are allowed to under the Constitution, you might not be able to continue to do the good that you do. Now, mind you, we might not agree with somebody's stance on gay marriage and it not being traditional marriage, whether you agree or not. The problem is if this company does provide to LGBTQ community, we might want to hear from the LGBTQ community on how much of a PR nightmare Salvation Army needs to unfortunately endure. I mean, I don't understand these apparently charities, I guess, have to pick a side, or they have to, you know, promote. I mean, you know, you got Catholic charities out there, you got Jewish charities. You know, somebody could say, well, you know, Jews believe in the Old Testament and not the New Testament, so we're not going to support them. Well, isn't that racist? So, how far do we go? I understand people want to be very, very progressive. But in a way, you're almost being non-progressive by preventing somebody who's doing good to the communities you want to help. One of you wrote on this. We're going to come back and hear your comments. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Maybe not today. today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon. You'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After earlier concerns, there were joys in New York City today, as well as among millions watching on TV, when the winds subsided enough to allow the balloons to fly in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
The big disappointment earlier this week was to think, balloons, no balloons, and I was, no!
Those balloons not flying as high as they often do, but they did fly nevertheless. There's word coming in that tens of thousands of people are currently reporting problems logging on to Facebook. The South Korean military reports North Korea fired two short-range missiles today, probably from a multiple rocket launcher. The projectiles reportedly flew about 235 miles and landed in the sea, the 13th known launch this year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could always call at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, or you could email us at drdahlia.com. Jed writes, I need to tell you this. Now, this is long, so I'm going to kind of cut it short. But basically, he started a new company and he's LD, or he started at a new company and he's LDS. Another member works there, he says, whom I know. But my coworkers do not know he goes to my ward. He says, my first week there, everybody spoke ill of him and his views on gay rights. I don't have an opinion on the matter, but I love my religion. So he goes on to say and talk about, does he lay low? Does he keep his religion to himself? This is an environment that is obviously very, very pro-LGBTQ rights, which he is fine with. But he, and it goes on. That's tricky. That's tricky. I mean, I was born knowing whoever you are, you stand up for it, you know. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to always pick a side. So, I'm a Jew, right? But I love Christmas. I think Christmas is one of the most beautiful holidays ever. I think Jesus was one of the wisest prophets ever known. I'm Jewish. You know, we believe the Messiah hasn't come. But I love a lot of the Christian beliefs, and my kids go to Catholic school. So I am very, very open, and people know I'm Jewish, and I am going to defend my religion, but that doesn't necessarily mean I have to stand for certain things, or I have to, align myself with only one sort of ideology. Now, some people could say, well, then you might not be Orthodox Judy. Well, I'm not Orthodox Jewish, you know. I don't keep kosher. I, you know, don't do a lot of the things that the Orthodox Jews do. I'm not going to go into detail with that, but I don't follow the Bible to a T, you know. And sometimes I regret that. You know, sometimes I wish I could be more religious, you know, because I really like religion, any religion. I think it's beautiful. But, that doesn't necessarily mean I have to follow every political, shall we say, belief with it. So same thing with LDS. There's a lot of people who are LDS. I know a lot of people who are LDS who are Democrat. I know a lot of people who are LDS who are gay. And I know a lot of people who are LDS who are conservative. I know a lot of people who are LDS that, you know, follow the Bible pretty strictly. And so there's many factions. You don't have to be cut and dry. The problem is in the media and in society, they're like, you're either with us or against us. And a lot of conservatives out there are pro-gay rights. I mean, most conservatives or Democrats or whatever have somebody in the family who's gay or transgender or, you know. And so we're starting to evolve on how open we are. You know, there's somebody that's very pro-gay rights brought up going, you know, why do we have to use the term traditional marriage? You know, maybe a lot of these companies, you know, maybe there's an out for a lot of these companies that are very, very pro the LGBTQ community, but follow the Bible with, you know, the man and woman traditional marriage. You know, maybe we don't call it non-traditional, but there's another term. We call it marriage. Or, I mean, why do we have to have labels? You know, because once we put labels, then you have people conflicted and they're like, well, my gosh, am I following my religion? And people don't know what to do. And I can't tell you how many people who have been religious have talked to me about, you know, their homosexual tendencies. And they go, why, if it's against my religion, am I in love with people of the same sex? And because if you're religious, depending on your religion, God is in control. So why, people would say, why would God make me who I am if it's a sacrilege? I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm a doctor. I'm not a theologist. I don't know. All I know is if God made you, you're here for a reason. And he loves you. So you just be you. We're not supposed to be fake. I mean, unless you have murderous thoughts, you're supposed to keep those to yourself and not act on them. But if you're a good person, you're supposed to be you. So, here you are, here Jed is, he's at a new place of work, and it sounds like, you know, when you come in, everybody kind of wants to talk and find out where your loyalties be, people kind of group, and they want to, whatever, give the lay of the land, and I get that. I think the lay of the land is important. I think, you know, you don't want to talk crap, but you do want to give people the lay of the land so they, you know, don't make a mistake. You know, I'm like, look, you know, just so you know, these are certain things that, you know, are frowned upon. These are things that are, like when I went to my latest job, you know, it's a Jewish institution, but I really love Christmas decorations. So I'm like, okay, for Christmas, I want to decorate my office. But they're like, so you do need the lay of the land. You do. But if he's hearing that one of his ward members has a target on their back because of his religion, that's a problem. So my advice to you is, you have two options. You have to leave and not, actually you have three options. One is to just leave and go to a work environment that you think is going to be more hospitable to you and your religion. Two, you could keep your religion to yourself. Or three, which is what I would do, is I'd be as open, I'm as honest as possible. This is who I am. This is how I feel. This is what I believe. And I'm pro this. I'm maybe anti this, but I'm pro, you know, and this is who I am. And I would teach. See, I would educate. I would use this as an opportunity to educate. Not all LDS people think a certain way. Not all Jews think a certain way. Not all Catholics think a certain way. I think like this. This is how I feel. It's a shame that has to come up. But I'm not going to hide who I am. You can never hide who you are. So we started this discussion with what's happening with Chick-fil-A. And I am, if I have any political platform, it's I want more money going to charity. Okay? I don't know where that stands. Republican or Democrat, I don't want charities hurt. And one of the first things that upset me about the Obama administration was that he cut back incentives to donate to charities. And charities do a lot of great work. A lot of great work. And so I have no idea. I have no idea where the Salvation Army stood on political things, because all I see from my end is what these companies do. Whenever there's a flood, whenever there's a superstorm or whatever, you know, you donate money, you see them come up with the food and the water and the places to, you know, eat and all that other stuff, and it's fantastic. So my concern is you have companies out there that make a bunch of bucks, like Chick-fil-A. And they have to actively decide who to donate and who not to. If I was then Chick-fil-A, or anybody for that matter, I would say then come up with your own charity. And then donate directly. Because what I think is really sad about this whole thing is, no matter where you stand on the political issues, you donating money and helping the underserved and helping impoverished people could be a political nightmare if you donate to somebody who, in their mission statement, is of a certain religion or of a certain creed. Now, I get donating to the Nazi regime. I see how that's a problem. But most Nazis don't help, you know, the poor or help whatever. I you know what I mean? That's not what the Nazi Party did in the 30s and, you know, 40s, whatever. So, I mean, there might be some Nazi, you know, charities out there, who knows? But, you know, if you are going to, if it's going to be, if your millions of dollars that you're trying to, you know, serve underserved communities and give back is going to turn around and bite you because you donated to a company who you liked, but then apparently there's a political alignment that doesn't go with, you know, where society is right now, then you know what? I would just donate them. I would just do your own charity events. The problem is how do these other charities that do so well stay alive? I mean, we need the Salvation Army. We need the Red Cross. We need Goodwill. We need, you know, Vitalant, you know, blood and all that. And I mean, does that mean we have to now be in a world where we just have to kind of keep our beliefs to ourselves? Now we're starting to change who we are. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So just to kind of catch you guys up today, I don't really like to talk about a bunch of the fads except to kind of make you guys aware. You know, as I age and get older, I'm not really up on all the young stuff. Okay, I know about the Jonas Brothers, right? Because I think, was it Nick Jonas is in a lot of movies? So, he was just in Midway. Is it Nick or Joe Jonas? I think it's Nick. Anyway, so, you know, I'm trying to stay up to date on all this because I'm getting older. You know, even though I used to know everything about pop culture when I was younger, I have other things to do. We all do. But this piece of pop culture will affect us, which is why I got to bring it up. And we brought it up last week, where if you are a baby boomer and you try to say something to somebody younger and kind of school them on, you know, what you did, you know, when you were younger or, you know, how things should be, they might reply with, okay, boomer. Now, we talked about that, right? There's this meme with little baby Yoda. Yoda is giving him some advice. Yoda goes, boomer, okay, right? Because they do it opposite. And I think it's funny. But this okay, boomer is actually very easy to say, and it's being said a lot. Well, it's being said so much when, you know, somebody dismisses an older individual. I'm an Xer, Generation Xer. So my guess is somebody's going to say, okay, Xer. But that just doesn't sound as funny as okay, boomer. But apparently it's being said so much that now the discussion is circulating. If that is age discrimination at the workplace, can you get fired for you telling a coworker when you guys are joking around the lunchroom, okay, boomer? So this is interesting. CBS has a report on this. And I'm not, don't call the lawyer and think you're going to make money yet. But this put down that the Generation Zers and young millennials are using is targeting people who are over 55 to 73 years old. Over 73-year-olds are called traditionalists, even though a lot of people who are 75, 76 call themselves boomers, and I'm okay with that. They can do whatever they want. And if you guys remember, a New Zealand lawmaker, while she was lobbying for something, apparently an older legislator had dismissed one of her arguments about climate change, and she just answered to him, okay, boomer. And it just started to become more and more prevalent. But workers 40 years old and older are protected by a federal statute called the Age Discrimination in Employment Act. And the Age Discrimination in Employment Act prohibits harassment and discrimination on the basis of age. Now, when I tell young people, they got to be careful how they talk, right? Because they could, you know, get in trouble that those jokes don't fly anymore. I'm sure they're thinking, okay, Xer. But if they say that now, they can be in trouble. They say comments that relate to a worker's age are a problem because older workers often face negative employment decisions. Older workers might get laid off, might get passed over for promotion. The only way to tell whether a decision like that is tainted by age discrimination is many times the surrounding context, like comments and behavior by managers and coworkers. So even though a lot of us are like, you're not going to lose your job by saying, okay, boomer, this is, I think, written by an attorney. And they're like, this could, you know, help the case. They say if a manager said, okay, boomer, to an older worker's presentation at a meeting, that would make management seem biased. Even if that manager simply tolerated a joke made by somebody else, it would suggest that the boss was in on it. They say companies also risk age-based harassment claims, saying, okay, boomer. They say companies can risk the claims. They say if you say okay, boomer one time, it doesn't legally qualify as harassing behavior. But they say if other comments have been made, like calling, you know, somebody pops, or, you know, hey, old man, or say, you know, you're slow today, or something like that, or old fart, that could become harassment over time. Now, we Generation Xers are kind of watching all this going, okay, I am glad we're not involved. No, we are involved because, like, I got a buddy right now. He's a baby boomer. And I cannot wait to see him again and okay, boomer him a couple times. Okay, I just want to do that. I don't know why. I just need to okay, boom this guy. He just needs it. And I think the reason why is because he's older than me and he likes to kind of school me. He likes to teach me. And I just want to, I got a lot of guy friends and I cannot wait to okay, boomer. Cannot wait. I'm going to be just, you know. But not supposed to do that at work. Now, Generation Xers were born between 65 and 79. So that makes a lot of us over 40 and covered by federal age discrimination law. So if you lump Generation Xers into a category, so if you go up to a Generation Xer, if like somebody comes to me and okay, boomers me, that's technically discrimination because you're commenting on their age. Apparently, this is an employment lawyer. She said one of the most famous age discrimination cases, which made it all the way up to the Supreme Court, according to, this is in CBS News, it involved a manager who described an employee as so old he must have come over on the Mayflower. Now, I mean, obviously it's a joke, and people joke around, and people whatever, but she said it was just a joke was an awful legal defense, obviously. Because that case made it all the way up to the Supreme Court. I'm not sure what happened. Now, the millennials, they've been ridiculed for a while, and they really haven't had any recourse. Apparently, they've been called snowflakes by their elders. So, what about millennial jokes? They say Age Discrimination and Employment Act only kicks in for workers who are 40 or older. So, if you're young and vibrant and all that, if people are jealous of you, you don't get any protections. So, the oldest millennials are going to be turning 40 later this year. And so, they say millennial jokes may eventually become a legal problem for companies as these workers age. A few states, including New York, ban age discrimination for all workers over 18. And employers of those states probably should have done something about the millennial jokes, they say. So, boomers. I mean, are boomers really upset about that? Well, it does dismiss you. I mean, being said that, it's like a, you know, a dismissal. But here's the problem. Older workers, they say, are expensive. By the time they've worked their way up the corporate ladder, they have generous salaries. Those start to weigh in on the balance sheet. Management may also have trouble envisioning spectacular growth and innovative ideas from them years into the future. Even if you are, I mean, I know 90-year-olds, they are spunky as hell. But if you're 65, 70, companies might consider that you might not have as much oomph as a young whippersnapper. So Congress had to protect those workers. But, you know, is it worth a lawsuit? So, you know, it's interesting. Every time we make progress, a lot of times it comes around and bites you on the butt. You know? So I do miss, you know, I grew up basically, I was an adult in the 90s, and so we would just make fun of each other. And making fun of each other was just what you and your friends did. And I mean, maybe it happened younger, and I mean, or, you know, I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure in decades you guys would make fun of each other. So while we were out to lunch, and I took some students out, and one student saw another student eating a burger, and they said, "Hey, which weighs more, the burger or, you know, the student eating it?" And, you know, everybody laughed or whatever. And, you know, you could see that the student, I don't know if the student was bothered by it or he just loved that, you know, he was kind of, you know, give and taking and being a part of the conversation. You never know. So, you know, you might be joking with somebody and thinking that, you know, okay, we're making them feel involved, but they could be feel bullied. Or you could be thinking you're bullying and they're like, "Hey, you know, at least I'm part of the group." I don't know. But I do miss a little bit of the giving people crap. I love giving people crap. And I've had to stop because I have no idea if that's age discrimination, if it's, you know, I just don't know. I give my kids crap all the time. I make fun of my kids all the time. Sometimes my kids do stupid. All right. 1-877-9000, don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.